What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Ben and Ben Talibu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We've been discussing of separate events. The event in Iran, the attack at the Soleimani Memorial, killing many Iranians. The attack in Beirut, in a neighborhood of Beirut, said to be under the particular protection of Nasrallah and the Hezbollah. Now an attack in Iraq against an Iran-backed militia leader, HQ. And now we move to other proxies or colleagues or allies of Iran. We have a report that the Houthis have met with Iranian officials looking for what's next in their reign of terror in the Red Sea. We also have a report about Moscow, but let's begin with the Houthis. Benham, the last time I talked about the Houthis with you, they were a mountain gang that had grabbed control of a failed state at the capital, Sana'a. And then the missiles started flying into the Red Sea. Now we have the U.S. Navy and the United Kingdom has sent a warship, and other warships can momentarily appear. Insurance rates skyrocketing, Maersk and other carriers avoiding the Red Sea. We understand that the Houthis are separate from the Islamic Republic, but they are at the same time meeting with the Islamic Republic. And it sure looks like they're moving in the same direction. Where are they going with this to take on the U.S. Navy? They've now been warned officially by the U.S. Navy to cut it out.
Well, in this space, the Houthis, which are much older of a force and as a people in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula and of a different variant, the Fiber variant of Shiism, whereas Iran is the Twelver variant of Shiism, the Houthis have been very successfully co-opted by the Islamic Republic, particularly since 2015. And they've been co-opted with political support and material support such that the Houthis, which are a terrorist group in my view, and the Biden administration rather politically rather than strategically removed them from the State Department's foreign terrorist organization list, despite this group using child soldiers, firing projectiles at civilian centers, engaging in sieges, absconding with humanitarian aid, targeting reporters, targeting religious minorities, using child soldiers, you name it, these guys have done it. Oh, and liaising with at least two designated foreign terrorist organizations and liaising with the government of the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism. But all of that aside, the Houthis, despite being this newest member of Iran's regional terror network called the Axis of Resistance, they have the most sophisticated weapons. And what you're seeing the Houthis employ in the Red Sea is really a messier copy-paste of Iran's successful strategy that you've seen them flex in the Persian Gulf and in the Strait of Hormuz, which is the threats to maritime threats in the maritime domain, the threats to freedom of navigation, the threats to the free flow of oil, the threats to commercial interests in the region. And Iran is basically turning on the Houthi tap to different degrees to try to raise all of those economic costs that you mentioned so that those economic costs turn into political handcuffs, that the more we go into 2024, those political handcuffs tighten from America on Israel to stop the war against Hamas. And in this instance, Iran on land is using military means to pressure America, and Iran at sea via the Houthis is using military and economic means to generate these second, third order economic costs, whether they're rising fuel costs, rising transportation costs, rising insurance costs, or rising costs in general that are going to be transferred onto the consumer for about 12 to 15% of global trade, particularly a significant portion of east-west trade that does indeed go through the Red Sea. So the Houthis are functioning as a critical element of Iran's regional strategy here, because Iran is trying to bail out its Hamas, which is its proxy in Gaza, by trying to not get directly involved, but get everyone else directly involved.
One more burner, Russia. You have written cogently about the Iranian missile program, and you report to me that that North Korea is now trafficking with missiles to Russia. Is Iran trafficking with missiles to Russia?
You know, there's a Wall Street Journal story today that is reminding both Iran watchers, Russia watchers, Ukraine watchers, what have you, that the Iran-Russia missile deal is still on the table. Last August, for the first time ever, Iran participated in the military expo in Moscow. And for the first time ever, it showcased a close-range ballistic missile there. In September, the Russian defense minister came to Iran, saw that same close-range ballistic missile again. In my view, this is going to be ammunition Tehran is intent on providing Russia. And the force that is midwifing this, or has already midwifed this, in my view, is the West's irresolution towards both Iran and Russia, letting the provisions in the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 that formerly were permanent in the past and then were subject to an eight-year time ban lapse, essentially legalizing Iran's missile trade, import and export. And in essence, I think the Iranians are looking to slip one by the goalie here, while the world is looking at the Middle East to empower its partner in Eurasia to continue its war against Ukraine. So in essence, you already have stories talking about North Korean artillery. You have newer stories talking about North Korean ballistic missiles in the hands of the Russians. We already know there's Iranian drones there. We know there's some Iranian artillery there. We may soon wake up one day and see Iranian ballistic missiles in the hands of Vladimir Putin, which, again, is a different range fan, a different threat to the Europeans, who just a few days ago laughed at the idea of Iran even exporting these systems.
And right now, there's no confirmed Iranian missile being used by Russia against Kyiv. We have 30 seconds. Is that correct? Nothing confirmed.
That is correct. There is nothing confirmed. The latest is a story by unnamed American officials saying that the missile deal is likely to go through and is still on the table.
Ben and Ben Talibu, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.